like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
Wait, happy July 4th. I knew what it was. Hi, Dr. Spaeth.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. I love your whole red, white, and blue. Well, it's not quite
it's close.
You got the blue.
I got blue.
You got the white.
Purple and yellow.
That's missing the red.
I am missing.
Well, what about your socks?
Oh, the socks.
The red socks?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, I can only imagine how Dennis Dunn is decked out today at the original Certified Farmers Market. See, this is the time I wish we had two-way vision contact with Dennis.
Absolutely.
Because I know he's resplendent on Independence Day today. The market's in full swing. Let's get an update from our market guide, Dennis Dunn. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephen. Rachel, how are you?
We are doing fine. How are you this morning?
I am well. Busy market, a lot of people. It's good.
That's good. People were asking me, do you think there'll be a farmer's market today? And I said, oh, absolutely. So it sounds like I was correct.
Absolutely. Good. It's a good day.
All right. Start us off in fruits and vegetables, Dennis.
Okay. I'm standing in front of Alexander Valley Farm, and he has got a table full of pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumbers, leeks, celery, four different kinds of squash, tomatoes, cabbage, Romano beans, potatoes. I saw a great zucchini recipe. You know, we're always thinking this time of year of ways to get rid of zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
This one's good. Take a bunch of zucchini and slice them into chip sizes, if you will. Take about a quarter of them in olive oil and garlic. Let them go until they're brown, you know, almost like crispy.
Okay.
Take them out. Take those out. Put the rest of the zucchini in the olive oil and garlic. Saute them slowly while you get your pasta water started. Then, about halfway through, take some of the zucchini out of the oil and garlic into a blender with some cheese and a little bit more garlic and make a pesto while you still got the other one sautéing. When the pasta's ready, throw it into the pan with the zucchini. And at that time, too, you can take the zucchini flowers that you've diced up and put it in there also. Then use the pesto as a base on the plate. Add some pasta water, make a sauce of the rest of the zucchini, throw it on top of the pesto that you've plated, top it with the crispy zucchini and a little bit more cheese.
Oh, my.
Wait a second. He has to be called Chef Dunn.
Absolutely.
From now on.
That's true.
Yeah, I have to try that recipe. It just looks so good.
I'm salivating, and it's like breakfast time.
What else looks good, Dennis?
Of course, we have our triumvirate of mushrooms, Duncan's mushrooms with pretty much one of everything. It's a grilling day. Grill some portobellos, make some portobello burgers. Of course, Sporgy is here with their mushroom products, as well as Sam at Bohemian Garden with the earthy type of mushrooms, if that's what you would like. We have Treehouse Mushroom. Treehouse is here, and they've got their pea shoots and the like, plus they've got tomatoes and carrots out on the table as well. The Patch, pretty much one of everything. He's got tables full of tomatoes today, as well as cucumbers, corn, radishes, beets, you name it, they've got it. Oh, he's even got another table more than last week of tomatoes. I know that, is Seven Moons here? Nope, Seven Moons is not here. Sorry about that. Ray's Farm is here, and they've got squash as well, potatoes, some beautiful onions, carrots, and chard. Well, he's got some bunch of padrones out today, too. So, not padrones, shishitos. I haven't seen any padrones yet, which is kind of weird. So there is, I mean, again, more and more and more and more every week during harvest.
Anything else in vegetables?
Well, now that you mentioned, I'm looking at cauliflower and broccoli at Ortiz Farm. So, again, more and more and more.
Fruit, please.
Fruit. Let's see. Michael from Jewel Dates is here. Sebastopol Berry has blackberries and strawberries. I had to think about that one for a second. I get blackberries and blueberries confused. One's a little berry. One's a little bit bigger. Ponce is here, and they've got all the stone fruit you can think of. Plums, apricots, peaches, nectarines. They've got a bunch of table grapes out today as well. And they also have about a table and a quarter full of apples today.
Wow.
So there's apples here as well. Shoup Farms is here, and they've got avocados out. So there's tons of fruit to be. Oh, wait, is there any citrus? I have to look just because I have to make Steve happy. No, Schlettowitz has got stone fruit and grapes as well, but no citrus.
You've made Steve unhappy.
Oh, no.
What can I say?
There, actually, it's interesting. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago that grows citrus in Sonoma County, and it's kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's citrus, and then it goes dormant, and then another varietal of citrus comes up, like blood oranges or something like that. So it's interesting. Now we're kind of in a lull of no citrus for the summer. Are you ready to move on to Carnivorous Corner yet?
I'm standing there now. Hector has his grass-fed beef here today. Silver Sky Ranch has beef, lamb, and chicken today. Mount Eaton Cheese is here, of course, with all of their good stuff. Achadeen is here with, what do they have today? They've got beef, chicken, pork, and, of course, their wonderful cheeses. I'm manning the booth at Woodland Charcuterie today, and he's got, I don't know, three or four different kinds of salami, mortadella, about six or seven different kinds of sausages, pâtés, bacon, ham, you name it. We've got it at Woodland Charcuterie. And, of course, milk, yogurt, butter, ice cream, sour cream, Strauss Family Creamery.
Delicious.
Doesn't it sound good?
It sounds fantastic.
Okay, stroll on over to Sweet Street and Carb Corner, Dennis.
Okay, I'm going to make a little bit of a detour. I'm going the wrong direction because we have a new vendor, Casa Naney, and she is selling candied peanuts, different flavors.
Oh, interesting.
So stop by and say hi, and she's got samples, so you can stop by and say hi and grab some samples. Let's see, Cacao Bakery is here with all of their vegan goodies. Full Circle from Pengrove is here, and he's got, what does he have today? He's got pretzels. He's got all kinds of bread. He's got danishes. So stop by and say hi to them. Carl from Cousteau's is here. Of course, Cousteau's, we know, has pretty much one of everything that you would ever need or want in the sweet department, plus crusty breads. Mendocino Baking is here with all their gluten-free stuff. Sweet House is here with their baklava. Isabel's English Muffins is here. I think I've just about covered all the sweets and carbs that you could probably want.
You know, I just had a thought. While your guests are impatiently waiting for their dogs and burgers, why not put out a peanut sampler plate?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Ooh. Fantastic.
That sounds good.
It does. Absolutely.
Okay, Sweet Street, anything look interesting?
We just did Sweet Street.
Well, but I want more. I mean, you know, you must have missed something.
I don't think I did. I think I pretty much covered everything.
Okay, you're off the hook. On to Restaurant Row.
Okay, Mama Yali's is here. My Wednesday morning breakfast that I sometimes have on Sundays. Pork buns, dumplings, pot stickers, that kind of stuff. Italian Corner is here. Let's see, the ready-made meals today are lasagna di carne, eggplant cannelloni, meatballs, and then mac and cheese, and then for dessert, tiramisu or panna cotta. And, of course, you can grab their sauces and pastas to go as well and mix them up yourself. The Jewish Deli, Healdsburg Baking Company is here. Grab some bagels. Get a bagel and egg and bacon sandwich. The Green Grocer is here. Joe's over there. He's got a line already with all of his eclectic stuff. Ellie's Kitchen is here. Excuse me. With all the great Mexican food, and of course, tortillas made on the spot. Cali Fresh Greek. It's their first week here. They've been doing the Healdsburg, not the Healdsburg, the Durnville Market. And they have lamb and beef heroes, chicken heroes, vegan, Greek fries, naan, and hibiscus lemonade. Whoa. I've had the naan with the sides of tzatziki and hummus, and it's really, really good. And Shobu Japanese is here as well with all of their rice bowls and sushi burritos, and Mi Fiesta, tamales, enchiladas, chili rellenos, and the like.
Well, this is a big celebration at the market today.
It sure is.
Everything you would want to eat and serve to your friends and family are there. Who'll be providing music to get independent by?
Steve, on a holiday like this, a great American holiday like this, you have to have a troubadour.
Definitely.
We have Hank Levine, the market troubadour.
Perfect.
Are you wearing your hot dog outfit today, Dennis? You
know, I'm actually in a Stars and Stripes overalls with no shirt, cut off, cowboy boots, and a pith helmet.
And a 32-ounce beer.
That's right.
The original certified farmer's market, the one and only Dennis Dunn. It is our long-running tradition since the late 1960s, 55 years, and counting. You can count on it every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 1 o'clock, or midweek market Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1. Where is it, Steve? 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road, Marquess Springs exit. Look for the white, fluttering, billowing tents who are also enjoying our 82-degree weather, 83-degree weather.
Lovely.
Oh, my gosh. Keeping our fingers crossed it continues. Make it part of your Saturday morning tradition. Reconnect with Sonoma County after, obviously, another week of news we have to absorb. And this is an oasis of sanity on Saturday morning and Wednesday morning. And the blow-by-blow deliciousness is always brought to you by Dennis Dunn. Thank you, Dennis. Are you going to do anything wild and crazy today?
Not today, but tomorrow I've got the market, and then I think that Chef Thibault's having a little party, so I might have to go eat sausages. Mm.
Okay, well, do it for the cause.
All righty.
Thank you, Dennis Dunn. We'll talk next week.
All right, Stephen Rich, we'll be good. Take care.
Thanks, Dennis.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
So fantastic. For any last-minute barbecuing needs.
Oh, yeah, any veggies, need some tomatoes.
Desserts. Red, white, and blue theme, blueberries, raspberries.
Yeah. Huh? Absolutely.
A little vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. So, what do you have any big plans today, Dr. Rachel Spaeth?
I have zero big plans today.
Well, that's nice. So you're open to the moment.
I'm open to the moment.
Someone could just text you or say, hey, come on over for a barbecue.
Yeah. Well, if they have kid-friendly food, I could probably be there.
Kid-friendly food. Now, sure. How do you define that?
Okay, so every year my mom would make monkey bread for the 4th of July. We'd go to this big 4th of July thing, and it's you take those biscuits, you know, and you roll them in cinnamon sugar, and you bake it in a bundt pan.
Yeah.
And my little brother would sit underneath the picnic table, and you'd just see his hand come up over the edge of the picnic table, and then it would disappear with a fistful of monkey bread, and that's where he would be.
Do you make it for your kids?
I sometimes I do, and sometimes we do like a garlic version instead.
Ooh, savory garlic.
Yeah, like a savory one, and then you dip it in like a marinara sauce instead of like a cinnamon sugar thing.
So you make a savory monkey.
Yeah, savory monkey, exactly. Sometimes we're sweet and sometimes we're salty.
Now, you mentioned your brother just now.
I did.
You had revealed before the show began that you're just over the moon because last night, right in time for Independence Day, you became a great aunt.
I did. My niece had a baby this morning. His name is Noah Robert. He is 6 pounds and 11 ounces.
His name again?
Noah Robert.
Noah Robert. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And 20 inches long. Good, healthy baby.
That's a good size baby.
Yeah, and it's really funny because my mom had messaged me first thing this morning. She said, Pennsylvania, we had 95 degrees and thunderstorms all night. I wonder if that niece had that baby. And then I open up the next window on my phone, and there he is, smiling at me.
The thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the baby's born.
Well, pressure drop, I guess, maybe.
Have you seen any photos yet?
I've seen photos.
Oh, adorable?
He's very adorable. He's got lovely little hair and a...
Well, congratulations,
wonderful.
Auntie.
Thank you.
Dr. Rachel Spaeth, who, besides being a great aunt, is also the research horticulturalist at the National Clonal Germplasm Repository. It's a mouthful, I know. Basically, she's the curator for the entire Prunus collection. You know what those are. Come on, everybody. Nectarines, peaches, plums. We know all those that have those pits. It's based in Winters, California. Of course, it's part of the UC system in Davis, and that's where she spends her weekdays caring for what? Thousands of fruit trees?
Thousands, yeah. About 7,000.
7,000 fruit trees. You are also in your spare time an entomologist, don't you?
I am.
Study insect issues and problems like that?
Yeah.
And she's a great diagnostician. If you're looking around your garden this morning and go, oh, this does not look good. What is going on? I would, my first line of information would be to call Dr. Rachel Spaeth. If you can't call her today, and here, look, she's working on July 4th. Come on now. Give the gal some praise. You can email Dr. Spaeth. That email is steve@ksro.com. The advantage, of course, is you can take a photo of your particular problem, send it on, and Dr. Spaeth can diagnose that. But, of course, ideally, you'll be on the phone chatting with Dr. Spaeth, so you get the double whammy. You get it all, because invariably there are follow-up questions in order to give you the best advice possible. Take advantage. She's here Saturdays every, third week or so, and fourth week, from 9 until 11, live in the KSRO greenhouse. It's always live. We don't do a best of, well, we do best of shows a few times a year when one of us is out of
town.
Sometimes
we need a break, too.
Sometimes we, even we need a break. But it's live today on July 4th. We'd love to have you participate in the show. And also tell us about any of your successes that you're experiencing, because we always focus on problem solving. Well, that's just a small part of gardening, right? There's a lot of successes we have where we just take for granted. We go out and pick some green beans that I did twice this week.
Oh, me too.
And you did pick green beans?
I did.
And I picked some scallions, and then I picked some parsley, and then my celery's coming, my cilantro's coming up, thanks
good.
To you,
wonderful,
Dr. Spaeth. Those Calypso.
Oh, yeah.
Cilantro
that our
seeds.
Our listener had told us about.
How are yours doing, by the way?
Mine are, so you know that really, really hot day?
I do.
Yeah, I cooked them that day. But I had enough seed that I could start more, and they've already resprouted.
Well, I was much later in the game than you.
Yeah.
I planted them when it was like 74, 75.
Oh, perfect.
Not that I'm better. I just lucked out.
No, different timing.
And so they looked really good.
Nice.
So we'd love to hear about all those successes. Steve had a pretty severe tomato problem for the first time, and gee, I don't know if I've ever had this one, but I did bring a sample of my tomato for Dr. Spaeth, and she was busily with her penknife digging into it and analyzing what might be the problem, and we'll talk about that. If you're having issues, again, fruits, vegetables, annuals, perennials, shrubs issues, and an insect or a critter that's just wreaking havoc, talk to Dr. Spaeth. She's a reassuring voice. 707-636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Would love to hear from you today, July 4th.
We could all use a break from time to time. So what are your plans this weekend? Whether it's a day on the beach, a night on the town, or conversations with old friends at the patio table, make a safe ride plan for wherever the fun takes you. If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership with Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
Selling your home isn't just about square footage, bedrooms, or price. It's about the lifestyle. Whether it's a first home, a family estate, or a luxury retreat, every home has a story.
The morning light in the kitchen, the way the backyard fills up with friends and family, the quiet moments on the front porch, the life that's been lived there. When it's time to sell, that story matters. Buyers aren't just purchasing a home, they're connecting to a lifestyle. We bring your home story to life through tailored marketing, strategic exposure, and by taking the time to understand what makes your home stand out.
When you're ready to sell, we'll make sure your home story is told the right way to attract the right buyers.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team. Schedule a no-obligation consultation at normanhometeam.com. Alice and Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 017-20334 and 0220-9237.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
So how are everybody's tomato plants out there in Radio Land? Are you actively nibbling on maybe Sweet 100s or Sun Gold yet? Have your regular tomatoes already started harvesting? Well, mine were getting close. They're in the green stage. And I don't know why I didn't think to look under the tomato, because the tops and sides look glorious. And then I looked underneath one. I don't know why I was doing some irrigation issues. And there, this horrendous big circle, brown, black, with a clear hole in the bottom. So probably two or three ones that would be ripe in the next week or two. So I cursed, I have to admit. Not loud enough for the neighbors, but God heard me.
Yeah, sure.
So I picked one, and I brought it in for you, Dr. Spaeth, and you've been dissecting it. What are your observations about this beautiful green, not to be consumed tomato?
Yes. So the holes that we saw on the bottom are, so first it looked like it was just kind of like brown rot, maybe, or like blossom end rot, you know, like a rotted kind of bottom. But the holes in the bottom were kind of a red flag for me for why it wouldn't be that necessarily. So I started digging around in here looking for a critter. And I did find a spot where there's frass. Frass is bug poop.
Okay. Inside the tomato?
Inside the tomato. And that frass was starting to get moldy of a different color than the browning that I saw on the rest of the tomato. And then also right where the insect had gone in, or where those holes were, it was is really black instead. So that kind of indicates to me that it was like the saliva of the chewing thing that crawled into there.
Okay.
I have not found the critter yet. I'm still digging in this tomato. If people could see it, it's a napkin that's just strewn about with all sorts of bits and a plastic knife that I've kind of sheared. The good news is the top of the tomato
is still
edible.
An autopsy room.
Okay, yes, it is like an autopsy room, definitely. And I've picked apart and pulled apart the things. If I had a dissecting microscope, I would definitely look at it there. So when
Hey, Joe, do we have the dissecting microscope in the other room?
Oh, no.
I guess we forgot.
Shucks.
To...
We forgot to plug it in this morning.
I didn't do a purchase order for that.
Yeah.
So you don't have one in your trunk? You don't carry one around with you?
No, it's funny. I actually have a little one that's attached to my backpack that has a little light and a lens on it, but I didn't bring my backpack today.
What would you have been able to see that with that small microscope?
I would have been. I mean, because it's just a jeweler's loop, kind of like a 5X kind of or 10X.
So do you think the critter maybe did its business and then left, or do you think it's
still I think it's dead in here somewhere.
I see.
Yeah. So the thing that I think it might be is a tomato pinhole worm.
Tomato, I'm writing this one down. Yeah. Okay.
Pinhole. So a pinhole worm is a type of caterpillar, and it turns into a moth. And a lot of times you'll see foliar damage first. So in the leaves, it'll look like there's leaf miners in there, kind of like you get in your lettuce.
And I did look at my leaves, and they all look healthy. They don't look... Well, there's definitely earwig damage.
Okay.
I can tell that.
Well, this could have possibly been an earwig, maybe, but I would think that the holes looked a little smaller than an earwig for me.
Okay.
But if your leaves were like curling in, like rolling in, that might be more like a tomato hornworm.
Mm. No, they didn't.
That usually causes them to like kind of roll in. But if it is this pinhole worm, a BT product would work on it.
Okay.
And a BT product would also work on tomato hornworm. So, okay. So then
is it a dust or a spray?
Good question. I think it's going to be a spray.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it, here we're talking retroactively, is it worth spraying at this point? Maybe they've done their dirty deeds and gone on.
That's a great question. So I would inspect the plants a little bit more. You might be able to just pick off these tomatoes, and you know the top of the tomato was fine. You could still fried green tomato them if you wanted to batter fry.
It's not going
to
ripen though.
It's not going to ripen for you. Yeah. It's not going to sweeten up. It's not going to have that, you know, flavor that we anticipate.
Yeah,
all
rub
year
it in.
Round. Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. So it's one of two things probably: tomato. Pinhole worm.
Or
tomato hornworm, possibly.
Possibly.
And maybe earwigs?
Maybe earwigs. Definitely an insect related issue.
I've never had that happen, tomatoes. That's what happens, right?
Yeah, you know, every year things are a little bit different for us.
Have you ever had something similar to this?
I have had something similar to this, and I have had tomato hornworms that like, oh, that's a cute little caterpillar, let's leave it alone for a day, and then you come back and then the plant is just like gone. It's like, how do they do that? But my chicken loves those.
So now we
just pass them along to her.
Well, I'm going to get on it anyway. I do have some BT. I just didn't want to indiscriminately start to spray. Should I do this early in the morning with this harm bees, if there's any bee activity around?
Yeah, they shouldn't affect bees if it's just a regular BT, because BT just targets the guts of caterpillars. It doesn't really affect bees.
Okay.
But if it is a BT that's added to a product that has multiple modes of action, I would read that first to check. Because sometimes you get it like a broad spectrum thing that has like a BT and a pyrethrin and something else.
I don't really need pyrethrin or any of these things.
I don't think
you
would need any of the other ones.
BT should do it.
I think the BT should do the trick.
Okay, I'll try and knock it back and prevent further damage. Thank you for that diagnostic. 707-636-1350. Since no one called this morning, I hogged the spotlight. But the show belongs to you. If you're seeing anything that doesn't look quite right, talk to Dr. Rachel Spaeth. She is here on July 4th, when she should be home getting ready for the barbecue. But no, she's here answering your questions. You can reach her now. If you prefer to email her, send a photo, send a question via that way, and she will answer it. That's steve@ksro.com.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cozzano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette, so when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Partly cloudy skies this morning, but later this afternoon, we could look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. Later this evening, we can look to overcast and around a 20% chance of showers to leave us with overnight lows in the low 50s. Looking ahead, a brief cool down will begin tomorrow. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
KSRO. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth in the KSRO greenhouse, and I'm feeling a little patriotic.
Me in America, okay, by me in America, everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have, though, to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
There we have it, a little bit of West Side Story, the best of America, washing machines.
Skyscrapers blooming.
Everything. Still a great musical. Leonard Bernstein, still, here we are 65 years later or so.
Timeless.
And it's a timeless song. Welcome to the show this morning, Dr. Rachel Spaeth and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. If you have a question concerning any plants, insect activity, things that are bugging you, call us this morning or shoot us an email. We would love to hear from you this morning. and wish you a happy Independence Day. 707-636-1350. Or you can reach us at steve@ksro.com. The last time we saw you, Dr. Spaeth, was June the 13th.
Oh, yes.
And we were anticipating your big fruit tasting.
Ah, yes, we were.
Bring us up to date. How did that go?
Oh, it went really well. We did have 13 kinds of Albanian cherry plums. We had picked 15, but some of them didn't like going from 100 degrees outside to 40 degrees cooler and then back out to people. They got a little chill injury from that kind of shock. But it was really well received. We unfortunately had scheduled it at the same time as the Festival of Fruit that the California Rare Fruit Growers were doing.
Oh.
We didn't communicate about that timing or anything. We had had to have our dates in for approval.
Where was that being held?
That was being held at the Fullerton Arboretum.
But that's quite a distance
it's
from Winters,
It's quite a distance from
it?
Winters, yeah. So we had fewer CRFG people that came. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes the CRFG people, they anticipate the registration button and they clog the queue. So they come. We have the same people that come all the time. These guys, this time, were down at the Fullerton Arboretum having a great experience. And so other people were able to come to our tasting, and it was really nice.
So which fruits did you taste, or what one got the best feedback?
Oh, that's a really great question. So we had, I had 38 kinds of prunus for us, and some of the apricots were really well received. I think people really enjoyed that tasting experience, though, of the wild Albanian plums, and then I had a couple of North American natives that are, I guess you kind of think of them as plums. Prunus angustifolia is the name, and it's called a Chickasaw plum is the common name.
After a Native American tribe.
After an indigenous tribe, yep. And they were quite good. They were not quite as much like meat to seed ratio as what you want in like a commercial fruit, but you could see that like cooked down into a sauce, or I bet it would make a really great glaze on like turkey, you know, or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe not the best out of hand fresh fruit.
No, yeah, I mean you could eat them out of hand fresh, like if you were just, you know, walking around foraging somewhere, but or if you were a permaculture-y person and you wanted to diversify your North American natives in your yard, it would be a good prunus to add.
So you had the plums and you had apricots. Any other stone fruits?
Yeah, we had lots of peaches.
Oh.
Yep, quite a few peaches. There, I think I had three different kinds of donut peaches. So
the Saturns, the donuts,
yep,
the flat
like
ones.
Saturns. I think one was called Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple. One of my favorite white peaches that we have was wild collected along the Great Wall of China. It's called Hong Tao, and it has a really good, with white peaches, a lot of times you're just getting a lot of sugar. There's not really a lot of flavor in there, which some people like a really sweet white peach, but I'm
not Dave Fazio.
Oh, I bet not. Yeah. I like a little acid in there. You know, I need to have a flavor profile that
he likes his more on the unripe side, actually.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
He thinks that's the not until he. It's interesting. We went to a big fruit tasting probably 25, 30 years ago. And all the ones I loved, he thought, nah, too sweet.
Too sweet.
Too sweet. I said, does that word even exist? Those words, too sweet in the fruit world? For him, it does.
Yeah. Too sweet, too mushy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The firmer texture you get with a little bit more acid, too.
So overall, the flats, the Saturns, the Galaxies were well received?
They were well received, yep. I think we were a little light on the mulberries. We only had 9 varieties of mulberries, and sometimes we have more than that. But it was just really hard to time things this year. All of our fruit has been about 3 weeks early, just in general across the board. Mm-hmm. And so our mulberry curator had spent about a month just collecting things in advance because since mulberries are so perishable, we do some that we collect first thing in the morning that day, but a lot of them you have to like store. So she would freeze them and then bake them in cakes or freeze them and make them into mulberry lemonade if they were the kind that like stain you too much. So you still get to try them in different ways and ways that they might make a commercial product.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a representative come. Not he came to attend the event, but we found out that he was a representative from a company called Very Mulberry. They are over towards Sacramento somewhere, and he started growing a lot of the Persian mulberries. And they are doing like freeze-dried mulberries now for products, which they're absolutely fantastic. That is a great way to take that fruit that's very perishable and make it a commercial product. You can add them to trail mixes and all kinds of, you know, power bars and things like that. It makes it a great value-added product. And then he also does fresh stuff for ice cream making as well.
Boy, Very Mulberry.
Very Mulberry.
Do they sell at the retail level? Is it all through?
They are starting to do at retail level, yeah, but it still has to be kind of like small and kind of local because they just are so perishable that it's you're probably not going to see them in like Costco.
No, it sounds almost like a little risky venture.
Right.
Seems like mulberries are already on the way out as soon as you pick them.
Right, exactly. And there are some, the one that we have that seems to have the longest season is called Saharan Pour Local. And it is a Persian type mulberry that's like white at ripeness, long, skinny. They look like caterpillars. My neighbor's kids would not eat them. I brought them and I was like, here, try these. And he's like, that looks like caterpillars. I'm not going to eat it. But that one has a long season of like 3 weeks for harvesting. But you still have to get out there every day and harvest them by hand. It's not really a, you can't really like shake the tree and catch them.
No.
Because they will just brown. Yeah. So
we'll take a break, be right back. Perfect. And we will chat with Judy from up in Windsor. That leaves Judy's line occupied. But there are other lines available. 707-636-1350 for our Independence Day edition of Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Plumbing problems never wait for a good time, do they?
Never. It's always right before work, before guests arrive, or when you're half asleep.
That's why Sonoma County trusts 707 Plumbers and Electric. Our licensed team handles everything. Fast, clean, and done right the first time.
Got a clog? We do professional drain cleaning, video inspections, even hydrojetting for the really stubborn stuff.
Sewer issues, too. Full inspections, repairs, and replacements. No guesswork, just accurate diagnostics and long-term solutions.
Older home? Low pressure? Constant leaks? Repiping can save you from major damage, and we do it efficiently.
We also handle gas lines, repairs, installations, and leak detection. If you smell that rotten egg smell, call immediately.
Remodeling? New construction? Kitchens? Bathrooms? Fixtures? We've got nearly 20 years of experience.
And water heaters? Traditional, tankless, or high-efficiency heat pump systems? We install, repair, and replace.
Bottom line, if water runs through it, we fix it.
Call 707 Plumbers and Electric today or visit us online to schedule your estimate.
Lock them in.
Wow, thanks. I'm totally locked in. Woohoo!
That's the sound of another happy Love Car Wash customer who's getting unlimited washes at a locked-in rate of just $34.99 a month.
I'm locked in for life.
As long as you remain an active member, your rate will never change. And that's true love, our top-tier membership. Available at Love Car Wash locations in Santa Rosa, Ronard Park, American Canyon, Ukiah, and coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg.
Right now at Love Car Wash, lock in unlimited top-tier true love washes for just $34.99 a month. Includes access to all love locations, dedicated member lanes for less waiting, and complimentary tools. Free vacuums, premium shine, unlimited washes. Locations in Santa Rosa, Ronert Park, American Canyon, and Ukiah. Coming soon soon to Cotati and Healdsburg. Visit LUVCarWash.com. LUVCarWash.com. Get locked in today.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner along with Dr. Rachel Spaeth answering gardening questions right now. Anything. It'll take you 20 seconds to call us and probably 2 minutes to chat with Dr. Spaeth, and you'll have your questions asked and answered. If you prefer, you can also email us, steve@ksro.com. Good morning, Judy from Windsor. Thanks for holding. You have a question for Dr. Spaeth. Are you there, Judy? Well, Judy is no longer there.
I'm sorry. There I am.
Oh, here you are. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
What? Good morning.
I bumped my mute button by accident. I threw some gladiolas into the ground this year for the first time, and I was just astounded how beautiful they were. And now they have finished their bloom, and I'm thinking, okay, now what do I do?
Ah, great question. Did you harvest the flowers to bring inside, or you just enjoyed them on the plant the whole time?
Just enjoyed them on the plant the whole time.
Wonderful. That's how I like to do it, too. So I would let those go back to being pretty brown. Let all of the energy that plant has accumulated go back into that corm. The corm is the little bulb thing that you put in the ground at the base. And okay. You can leave those in place for a little while, a couple years. Usually I would go about 3 years at the Burbank Gardens because we did a whole bed of gladiolus there. And then we would pop them out after about 3 years, and they'll start to look like a stack of French beret hats.
I'm trying to bring that up visually.
Yeah. So it looks like a stack of hats, like Dr. Seuss, and you can pop off the small ones that shrink at the bottom. Those are the previous year's hats, and then just plant the big one again. And that kind of refreshes them. It helps them stay strong and upright, and you can move them around to plant them in different places where you want them to be. Mm. We would let them go all the way brown. And I would kind of hide them in the bed that they're at. So at the Burbank Gardens, I would grow them in a big bed, and then I would interplant zinnias for this time of year to get the change out in color.
Oh, good idea.
And then the foliage from the zinnias kind of hides the leaves as they start to brown for the gladiolus. And you'll know that it's ready because you'll be able to just twist the top off. So they'll kind of turn brown, and you'll be able to just grab that stalk and just rotate it with your hand, just like a quarter turn, and the foliage will just pop off the top, and that's how you'll know it's ready. If it doesn't just pop off the top, it's not ready yet.
But it's okay to cut off the dead flower stalk?
Yeah, you can cut off the dead flower stalk so you don't have that pinnacle of height that's just, looking like a dead thing in your yard.
Yes.
Because, it's unsightly. I understand that. But then I would wait until you can just twist and pop that top off. You can pull it out if you wanted to then and take a look at that corm. And they're really a fun flower. I love that flower. And Burbank is the one that put the glad in gladiolus.
What?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
Well, he hybridized all these wild species until we ended up with the beautiful pinnacle of flowers that you see today. Before that, they were spindly little things that would get like 3 flowers on a stalk. And now the huge ones that get like 7 to 14 flowers and fall over and bend if you don't stake them up. That's all Burbank.
That's his handiwork.
Yep.
My gosh.
Oh, how interesting.
What color are yours?
I had in the red direction.
Oh, nice.
A lot of reds and off reds.
Uh-huh. So you'll probably find whenever you take your corms out and you're cleaning them off that the corm on those will be pink. The yellow ones tend to be yellow. The ones that are yellow with pink centers tend to be orange, and there's a white one too. And that's the color of the corm on the base. So that can kind of help you, like, if you're planting them out later and you're color blocking.
Oh.
It can help you with color blocking for that.
Now, do I have to take them out? Can I just leave them in the ground for next year?
You can just leave them in the ground for next year if you have well-draining soil. If you have a heavy clay soil, I would probably pop them out because they might rot in the wintertime. But if you have a well-draining, loamy, or even kind of sandy-ish soil, or a bed that's been augmented with a lot of compost, or you know something that's not super clay, you can leave them in. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good news.
Set it and forget it.
All right. Thank you so much.
So what are you going to do today to celebrate, Judy?
Well, I'm on, in fact, I'm parked right at the old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa where they're having a big celebration.
Oh, nice.
And last night I did the kaboom in Windsor, which was glorious.
Wonderful.
And, and I've been wearing my red, white, and blue for a week.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely.
I love how patriotic you're dressing and participating in all the festivities. Well, have a ball.
Oh, yes. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's more than we had hoped for.
Absolutely.
Judy, you can spot her around town.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Back right after this, it's Garden Talk Live with Dr. Rachel Spaeth and me, Steve Garner.
When it comes to your home, comfort and efficiency matter more than ever, especially now with all the new regulations changing how gas water heaters are installed here in California.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're stepping up for homeowners.
If your water heater is getting up there in age, now is the perfect time to look at smart, energy-efficient electric options.
Totally. We've got everything from modern electric water heaters to those high-efficiency heat pump systems that keep you ahead of the curve, save energy, and help you avoid future headaches.
And if you're thinking about going electric beyond just the water heater,
oh, we've got you covered. EV charging stations for your home, electrical panel upgrades, whatever you need to make sure your system can handle today's demands.
And the best part, you're working with a trusted local company that knows Sonoma County homes inside and out.